The presidential election season moves into a new phase today with the Iowa caucuses, but Andy Popell doesn't care.
A lot of people feel that we've already narrowed down who the main candidates are, and that's it. And here I am in California, I'm saying, who cares? I don't have any say in what's going to happen. Somebody's going to tell me who the two main candidates are, and that's my only choice.
Popell, a Marin County entrepreneur and businessman, is putting his energy into Americans Elect, a new internet-fueled effort to nominate an alternative, presumably more centrist, presidential candidate. The unconventional organization qualified for the ballot in California last month, but Popell says it should not be mistaken for a new political party.
A lot of people think Americans Elect is a third party, and it's not a third party. It's basically an alternative nominating process to try to get a presidential candidate on the ballot in all 50 states. There's no platform, there's no candidate that's being pushed. It's just a different process that goes around the existing party's duopoly.
Right now, Americans Elect is in the beginning stages of identifying possible candidates, a process that is open to anyone.
There are these things called delegate nominating committees. Anybody can form one. So if I want to get Mayor Bloomberg, for example, to be on the ballot, I can just set something up and encourage people that are delegates, which all you have to do is sign up, to support him. And then they have a series in the spring and summer of online conventions and votes to winnow the list down.
At that point, prospective candidates will have to agree to be considered. But in the meantime, Popell says, there are three main ways interested folks can get involved in the Americans Elect effort.
One is determining a list of questions to ask all of the potential candidates. Right now, there's this huge discussion over what kind of questions should be asked, and you can rank them. Any candidate that actually wants to run has to answer these questions. Another way is draft committees, so you can actually draft a candidate. Another way is just telling people about Americans Elect.
When he does that, Popell says, the idea attracts a lot of interest.
They're very intrigued. A lot of people share the frustration. I mean, you just look at the polls, 7% approval of Congress, for example, frustration with gridlock, whether you're on the left or the right, people are frustrated. They don't understand why politicians can't get together and talk to each other and solve problems.
Participation in Americans Elect does not conflict with any pre-existing political party affiliations, Popell notes, and its independence from traditional electoral processes offers other benefits as well.
Because it's not a party, there's no special interest. There's no big corporations or big labor unions behind this pushing a certain agenda. There's no platform. There's no candidates that are being pushed. It's just people and their opinions. There will be somebody on the ballot that is chosen by Americans Elect on all 50 states. So why not help shape that debate?
So far, Americans Elect has qualified for the ballot in 13 states, in addition to California, and is meeting the widely varying conditions for ballot access in 15 others. But neither Iowa nor New Hampshire is among them, yet. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.